On this episode, we are going to talk about cool things to do with cremains.
Heck yeah, there's a lot of them.
You think there's only a couple ways to deal with cremains?
There's more.
You be wrong. You be listening. There's a lot of ways, and we're going to talk about them.
Let's have some fun.
Let's talk about death, baby. Let's talk about grief and mourning. Is it argumental or existential? What's it mean to me? Let's talk about death.
Nicholas Cabal, psychologist.
Hey, Nick, let's talk about death.
Let's do it.
All right, let's talk about some cool things to do with cremains, all right? You know, all these people out there that are wondering, you know, do we do the traditional burial? Do we do cremains, right? Well, let me start off with saying I think there's a lot more to cremains than people know about, right? What can you do with them? Benny, let's start with you, right? So what is the normal procedure, if you will, to explain to them what they can do with it?
Okay, normally or traditionally, right, that's the bunny. What people do with cremains are a couple things. A, they keep them, right? You see that in movies all the time. The urn is on the mantelpiece. Honestly, a lot of the times it's in a closet, which is very interesting to me. What they do after is they scatter, or they'll bury in a cemetery. They'll put them in a vault, actually, just like you would a casket underground, or they'll niche them, which for that, anybody who doesn't understand that, is an entombment of cremations. What's that? That's a mausoleum that's putting the cremains in a small urn in a box in a mausoleum, the upright buildings in the cemeteries that you see. Those are the usual ways, right? And you can either scatter in a pond or scatter on the cemetery grounds or in your own private property. Each state has different rules on where you can scatter, if you can scatter, all that. So those would be the traditional ways. What I tell families and what they don't really quite understand because of the issue of nobody really talks about death in general is that as much as it's a blessing for cremation because you can do anything with cremations, it's also kind of a curse because you can do anything with cremains, right? So you're trying to come up with all of these ideas, what you want to do with them. The one blessing, though, is there's time. There's time when it comes to having cremains and what to do with them. Now, I'm going to bring up a couple of things, Doc, that I think are pretty cool, and I want to give you some space to talk about some cool things. Maybe have a little comment on each of them. One of the cool things that's been talked about for a while is with a hefty price, you can take your loved one's cremains up to space, put them in like a little spaceship and blast them off, baby. So maybe dad was into Star Trek, you know?
All right. What kid didn't want to be an astronaut, right?
That'd be pretty cool, right? You could put them in one of those astronaut like Halloween things.
NASA, baby.
That's pretty cool. Another one that I hear occasionally is there's a company that makes them into stones. Mm-hmm. So you can have your own like stone that you put out in your yard, or maybe you just put it on your desk, right? It's paperweight. Whatever you want to do, but it's a smooth stone. You can also put cremains into jewelry, right? So you can make a diamond out of it, or you can make a necklace out of it. That's another thing too, is people will wear the little necklaces with a little cremains in it, or a jewelry with a little cremains in it. Also, you can have your loved one's cremains be put into a coral reef, which they will put at the bottom of the ocean, and that will stay and remain as a coral, which is super cool. Another thing you can do, and I don't know if this company, because I've heard if and ands about this, but I think I've been told you can make a plant out of them. It makes puts it into a bulb, and that becomes a tree. That's another thing. Doc, you got a couple things before we kind of go into a lot of these?
One thing that I normally see, and Ben, you could talk more about the thummies.
The thummies are cool, but that really doesn't revolve around cremation, though.
But it can be, though, right? That's the other thing that most people...
Well, it's something that they can have, right? It's something that if they get
You have an imprint of your...
Thummies, or there's a lot of companies out there that could take your take the person's writing and make you something, or take their thumbprint, or... that's getting into another topic, Doc, because there's also, like, some places will actually take off the skin with a tattoo and give you the tattoo.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a tricky conversation, especially with traditionalists, because is that off-putting to people? You know what I mean?
Well, let me go into some things I researched. I did my education tonight, and I came up with some pretty off the wall, awesome, cool things to think about. So one thing I came across was, you were talking about tattoos. Now that you can take the ashes and basically this company makes your ashes into a tattoo ink, and then you take it to your tattoo artist, and they literally do a tattoo with your deceased loved one's ashes.
Now, be careful with that, because I have heard that specific tattoo artists will not do that, because for them, it's a health issue. Because obviously, cremains, we don't necessarily know all the finite chemicals in them. And when it comes to a professional, a tattoo professional, they have to worry about the health of their clients.
Well, and I also think they have
make sure you check in.
I think they have the right to make that decision.
Oh, 100%.
Maybe they just don't feel kosher in doing it to begin with.
Maybe they have a problem with death in general, and that's a whole different thing.
Or religion or culture.
Well, not only that, but we don't know if this ink is good. You know, they have their reputations also to uphold. So go ahead.
Well, the places I looked at, I'm not going to say any names on this, but the places I looked at, it is completely sanitary.
Okay.
They do processing and all that stuff and make sure that there's no chemicals and that kind of stuff.
So in a perfect world, you can get a tattoo of your loved one's cremains on.
And, these are things that you can look into. I'm not saying these are what I would do. I'm just saying I thought they were kind of cool. Another one was fireworks, which I thought was really cool and interesting, is that you could have your deceased loved one's ashes, you know, shot up into space, kind of like similar what to Benny was talking about, but then blow up in beautiful lights and stuff and sound and all that stuff. So
that's interesting to me, because I'm going to look at this a little bit, Doc. I'm going to be a little bit of a buzzkill here. In a legality in our state, if they knew you were doing that, that could be illegal. So just make sure you know where you're doing these fireworks.
Let's have a caveat here, because you might need to, before you decide to do any of this stuff, talk to your local funeral director.
Absolutely.
Again. You know, maybe your funeral director will be like, that's sticky. You might want to go talk to baby. You might want to go talk to Lansing.
Well, Doc, that makes sense, right? Because if you open up a firecracker, right? It's gunpowder and stuff, right? Yeah. So it's powder to begin with. So it just kind of makes sense. You could put it in there and do it. But that's super cool. Especially,
I don't know the science of what they're doing.
But especially if your loved one was a big 4th of July fan.
Well, and there's another thought process here, right? Would you want someone else's deceased loved ones to be shat across your front yard? You know what I mean? Fall on your front yard.
Is there, buddy. We've all done some fireworks, or if you haven't, the bigger fireworks especially, they go far distances.
They do.
That you get pieces of that firework all over.
That's if that goes straight up. It goes over to, you know, three houses down and then blows up, who knows where it's going to scatter.
It's a sticky situation.
But it's an interesting thing to think about.
Keep going. Okay. Keep them
the
coming.
The other one I came across was really cool. Benny and I are all musician families.
We love
our
music.
You can make your deceased loved one into a vinyl.
Ooh, that's cool. It is really hard in the music industry out there, music profession out there. It is very hard to get vinyl. Vinyl is very expensive right now, and it's well, really wanted, right? It's in a commodity right now. So the idea that you can... Oh, my question is to that, Doc. Have you done enough to find out, do you put your own music on it, or do you take like already a vinyl that's there?
The company I was looking at, and again, I'm not saying any names here, basically said that you could do anything on there. So I'm...
How do they pay for the rights of that?
That's a great question.
That's a good question. You'd have to. It's probably in their surcharge.
It's probably in their contract.
That's super cool though. Like you could spin, especially if you were a DJ, you could spin Grandpa.
Or maybe Grandpa had a favorite song. Maybe you re-record it yourself.
That's really neat.
It's really cool. If Grandpa was a musician, maybe you find Grandpa's recording.
Here's the question that I got with that, Doc, because it's so sentimental at that point. What if you get a scratch in that vinyl?
Well, you never throw it. That, then it becomes a centerpiece, right? Then it becomes something you put on your
wall.
What
if you can't play it?
Maybe some of these people will never play it.
That's a good point.
Maybe just it's the
does it come with a cool? Does it come with a cool?
It is a record.
But does it come with a cool like packaging?
Comes with a sleeve and a I would imagine you gotta pay extra for that. But like
I kind of like that. Keep going. That's my favorite so far.
Let's see here. Oh, so the two extra ones, the two last ones I wanted to talk about.
Extra ones.
Yeah, these are my favorites because they're just so interesting. So the first one was there's a company out there that will take your deceased loved one's ashes or remains and they will package them into shotgun shells.
Ooh, okay.
So when you go
same
hunting,
thing as like fireworks, the same kind of process.
Yeah, so when you go hunting and you shoot at a squirrel, you are literally shooting dad at the squirrel or mom at the squirrel, which is interesting thought.
Or their grandkid gets their first buck with grandpa.
Sure. Well, it's a shotgun shell, so I'm not sure if we're
okay.
Gonna
sorry.
It could be. We didn't say.
We didn't say it could be a buckshot.
It could be a buckshot. But I would imagine that a lot of what I was reading. Again, I'm not saying any companies' names.
Hold on. I want to say this in our community. I think that would be super cool. And going back, Doc, this could be just a display piece, right?
And to be honest with you, for all you listeners out there, I'm just telling you what's out there. Go research it. I don't know how many shells or. You know, is it 12 gauge? Is it, you know, can he do, he or she, can they do 410 gauges?
Okay.
But I thought it was a cool thing. I was like, for hunters out there, that's pretty cool.
It would be a cool also piece for like, especially the hunting and trapping community. Yeah.
So for all of our avid listeners out there, the last one, I actually had a conversation with my older brother Kapali about. The last one was my favorite, and it was... this company out there will now take ashes and make pencils.
Okay.
So they basically somehow incorporate the ashes into the lead. But what was fascinating about it is I was talking to my brother about it, and he was like, okay, but I got some issues. And I was like, okay, I want to hear them out. And he was like, well, how many pencils? And I was like, okay, that's a great question. Because, yeah, could you imagine having one pencil with dad and then somehow we lose pencils? Let's be honest. We all have lost pencils in our lives.
Pencils just disappear.
They disappear. They're like socks, right? So the other thing is I was like, okay, so the company claims that I was looking at said that you could make like about 160 pencils.
Okay.
And he goes, okay, that's a lot of pencils.
That's a lot of pencils.
That's a lot of pencils. And then he was like, well, yeah, but what happens when all the pencils are gone? Okay, so here's the other caveat to this company that I was looking at. They actually send you a box that the pencils stay in and a sharpener, a special sharpener that's built into the box so that when you sharpen, it actually is leaving little sniblets, if you will, of your deceased loved one left in the box. So even when all the pencils are used, you still got some of the ashes in the box.
You could probably resend that.
Maybe make two more pencils. Maybe.
Another 100. Here's my question I got for you. Do they make mechanical pencils?
That's a great question. I did not look
because
that deep into it.
As much as there are number two fans,
but let's
there's
be honest,
a lot of people who like the mechanical.
I'm a mechanical
I
pencil.
Don't. I break it every second.
But you break it every second. So you're losing so much of dad in a minute.
Yeah, but
I don't know why I keep saying dad, but like that's
do you
what's
wanna,
in my mind.
Do you want a pen? Do you want it to be comfortable while you're penciling?
So here, let me get back to Kapali.
Well, here's
hold on.
Well,
let me get back. Hold on, real quick. Let me get back to Kapali here. So Kapali goes, yeah, but I feel really awkward like using dad in the pencil for school. And I said, yeah, but what about that kid that's like, dad always wanted me to go back to school, and now you're literally taking dad with you to school. Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Or dad really loved my art and you're now doodling using that.
Or making a portrait of dad with dad.
Boom. Boom. Mind blown.
Anyways, this pencil thing is really got me thinking. And you know what? I'm so glad all of you out there are listening
okay.
to this.
Okay, Doc.
Because I think it's neat.
Okay, let's just do this. If where this not real, what do we call it when you do something? This is a rhetorical. Rhetorical.
Okay,
right?
Rhetorical okay. question. You don't want an answer.
No, I do want it. Oh, it's the other one.
It's not a rhetorical.
You got it. It's late when we're doing this.
Just tell me what.
Okay.
The,
let's say that. Let's say it was me who died. And,
okay.
Even though me and you.
Would you like to be made into a pencil?
No. What would you want me to be put in? If you had to pick one of these,
if your wife came up to me and said, "What do we do with Benny?"
What would we do with Benny?
All right, this is what I would do.
I kind of, I have an idea. I have an idea.
I would have a couple of things, but I think the first thing that comes to mind is I would take some of your ashes and build my own mic stand, with your ashes, because you like to talk.
Oh, so like the stand itself?
Well, I don't know if it would be in the stand or if it'd be part of the mic.
It should be in the mic.
But that would be one. The other thing I would absolutely do, it would have to do. Okay, so any twin out there is going to understand this a little bit, but I would have something that I would have in my pocket. I don't know what it would be. I don't know if it would be something that I knew you were really proud of. Maybe it would be, I don't know, maybe it'd be an AA coin. I don't know, but like something that that I know you'd be very proud of me having. That way I could always take you with me.
Okay.
No matter where I went. Gotcha. Right. You do like writing poetry, so the pencil thing would be kind of cool. So I could write poetry with you, which would be very weird, but I think it would be a very interesting, even if I just made you one.
That would be interesting.
Let me flip the switch on you. So what would you do with me?
Well, no, you got to pick one of these. You got to pick one of these for me.
Oh, I would love to put you in a shotgun shell. Absolutely. I would love to put you in a shotgun shell. Hold on.
How many shotgun shells do you get?
I would make one shotgun shell with you.
Just one.
Lucky number 13. Benny. Lucky number Benny. And then the other thing, and I would literally inscribe it like that. It'd be lucky number Benny. So
that's cool. That's actually really cool.
And then the other thing I would do is I would make absolutely a firework.
Okay.
But I'd also like, I don't know how I would do this, but I would spread some of your ashes in like my up north bonfire pit.
Okay.
So you'd always be there too.
Oh, you can't clean that bad boy out.
You never can get all the ashes out.
That's,
you can never get all the ashes out question. Of a good bonfire question. Pit. Let's be real. All the listeners out there, I know you're shaking your heads. You can never get all the ashes out of a good bonfire pit.
No, you can't. You really can't.
It's mixed in there. You're there, baby.
Well, it's in the soil,
you're there,
buddy.
Baby.
And so if you're flipping this question on me?
Yeah, flip it on you.
Well, Doc, I know you well enough to know a cremation would not be your choice. But let's say you did. You say you did, and your wife, or even at this point, could be little Nikki coming to me some days later.
Millie Bird.
The Schmilly Bird. I kind of like the vinyl thing. And the reason I say that is because I would put our favorite songs on that record.
It'd only be only The Good Die Young, and it would be on repeat.
It would definitely be on there.
So go
there
back
might be
some of our older albums. I talked about how like that's what I want to kind of screw with the people that come to my funeral. Is like it would only be so funny. Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young on repeat.
And what if you had me do the eulogy and I literally just read the lyrics?
Come out, Virginia.
That would be so good. That would be so good. But no, I think it's really cool. And I think for all you listeners, really the main goal of this episode was to let you know that there are more than just the things you hear or know about. Like in every year there's even more.
And I'm going to be honest with you, like this right now is probably not anywhere near all the things you
can
do.
No, and I know I'm going to be like thinking about it at 3:00. Oh, we didn't bring up this or that.
Well, no, but the beauty is that I want everybody out there to just to know there's so many options. Like just go on, literally look up cool ways for cremation and like it'll pop up. The internet is a beautiful thing. You also probably find some things you don't want to do.
Yeah, and also make sure like these companies are legit.
Yeah.
Or talk to your funeral director about it, because even realize every year there's probably going to be 5 or 6 of these new things that we don't even know about.
Right, and the other thing that Ben brought up, and it's something to keep in the back of your mind, is like legally in states there probably is different rules from state to state. Be careful what you're doing. If you're not sure, always just go ask your funeral professional. They should know.
Right. And well, not only that,
or they'll look it up.
And realize too with these things, just realize, and what Dad and I usually suggest to all families is no matter what you end up choosing, it always is a good idea to keep a little bit outside of what you do.
But I'm going to put a caveat on that. Please tell someone what to do with that little bit if you die.
Yes, have a plan. Have a plan. Whether it be at that point, you know, go ahead and scatter me, or if this is bury me, or this is leave a little bit here, or whatever, or give that person the option, right? You do whatever you need to do. Don't worry about us at that point, because that is the issue, right? Because as much as Doc and I may like a vinyl, is our grandkids, great-grandkids going to want a vinyl? Who knows?
It's a great question. But, you know, it's a great start to the conversation, and please go research your own. Go research. Go research. All right, let's get to some Q&As.
Q&A, Q&A, everyone loves that Q&A.
All right, Benny boy.
Benny boy Slim, you just say Slim.
Benny boy Slimmy Slimmy.
Oh, Slimmy.
All right, here
slimmy.
We go. Slimmy Slammy. All right, here we go. The title is I Want a Fun Funeral, which is a great title for what we just talked about. Let's have some fun here.
Let's have some fun.
All right, here's the question. Many funerals I've been to have been pretty dark. I don't want that. How do I make sure my friends and family have fun at my funeral? Could you give me some ideas of how people instructed their families to have a less traditional dark funeral and turn it into a fun funeral?
So I'm gonna put it out there. These are some things that I've come across that I think were super cool. May not be super cool to everybody else. The more you can get people involved, the more the funeral team tends to be more about.
Can I say this? Okay, getting people involved, but not forcing.
Forcing,
them.
Yes. Okay, here we go. I knew the psychologist was going to come in. And what I mean by that is, for instance, usually everybody in their small circle or their family circle has a goofball, right? Everybody has one.
Dr. Nick.
And yeah, absolutely. You get that person involved, it's just going to happen. The big thing about this is fun is subjective, right? Let's go back to the subjective view, right? So my thing to that is all these...
But laughter is objective.
Correct. But really, Doc? All right. So here's my thing on that. What I find in other cultures is they have every emotion in their funerals. We as Americans and we as in this society have chosen to do more of a respectful, but also a very
cryptic,
morose representation of how we spend visitations and stuff. How I notice people that funerals that are a little more lively are ones that they choose the person's music, even if it's they bring in the actual person. And what I mean by that is even things that were embarrassing, they bring in. Because as humans, we tend to not want to bring up the silly stuff in funerals, but the silly stuff is what makes us, right? It's what really are who we are. I'm not saying be abrasive, and I'm not saying do something that's disrespectful, but I'm also saying that, like, okay, if Billy loved listening to Slipknot, you're not disrespecting him playing Slipknot at the funeral. You're not disrespecting somebody who is really big into acoustic guitar to have somebody come and play acoustic guitar. These are all things to do to make it more personal and make it more, in this subjective term, fun. The other thing is too, is just what would you absolutely want, so my question, if you came into my funeral home and said I want my funeral to be fun, I would say, what is fun to you? Right? What makes you laugh? What makes you have a good time?
But I think it goes right directly into our whole motto, right? Is just, if you want your funeral to be fun, tell
people,
you want it to be fun. And if they're like, what does that mean? You go, well, here you go. A, B, C, baby.
I really thought when I would go to the local parade, that was the most fun I had. Well, let's have people throw some candy at people.
Let's have some balloons, baby.
Let's have people put on, you know, people put on these costumes to look like
little float parades. Let's have a marching band go come right through the funeral. Why not?
They do that. They do that already in the New Orleans, baby.
They kill it.
They really
kill it. That's awesome.
I really want.
That's a ching. They kill it. But anyways, I think the reality to this question is like, I think the sky's the limits nowadays, right? Because of technology and the things that we have, I think you can make it absolutely fun. Like anybody that knows me, I love lights. Lights is like a huge thing for me. Like I want hazers and foggers, and
you want a Pink Floyd light show, buddy.
I want a Pink Floyd light show with only the good Die Young. Oh, and if it's on repeat.
And if it's Christmas time, it's going to be the trees that light up. Sound.
Well, you got to be careful with trees. We had that on the holiday one. Be careful with that because people will represent trees with death.
But this was your funeral.
But of course, I'm just saying. I got to think about other people here, Ben. I'm a psychologist.
I
can't help it.
Well, you're big into movies. Have the funeral place in movies. Get some
popcorn.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Technology has really advanced in the last 10 years, especially in the United States. Like, take advantage of it. But again, all these questions, all of this can be answered by your local funeral home. Like,
and,
hey, what can you guys do? What can you not do?
More
importantly, can you bring a keg in? Can you not bring a keg in? Can you do this? Like, I think of like the old traditional, like the Irish wakes, right? One of the big things that a lot of people don't know is it's illegal to bring in kegs.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
illegal
yeah.
to bring that into a funeral home. Like, but there might be some funerals that
have a liquor license.
Have a liquor license,
yeah,
or
absolutely.
Will be willing to get a liquor license.
So, but you know who really can answer these questions? Send us these questions.
Yeah, well, I would love to pick my brain or pick Brent's brain.
Let us know what a fun funeral would look like to you. And also, maybe some of these cremations, maybe some of these different ways you can take care of cremains. If we haven't said them, send them out to us. Let's talk about deathpod@gmail.com. We'll talk about these. We'll talk about everything. We'll answer your questions. It's important to us. And we really find it interesting what you all think as listeners.
We really do.
I mean, because we find ourselves already interesting. So it's nice to hear some people that
sometimes.
If they...
Depends on the night.
Anyways, keep sending us your questions. Keep coming up with those answers. Yet again, thank you for listening.
Keep sending the questions. Keep coming up with the answers. Aren't we supposed to be answering them?
We're doing both, baby.
You just told them to come up with the answers.
Maybe that's the part of
Maybe answer. We're just a sounding board for
just
you.
Just a sounding board for you. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Keep listening. I want to tell you about a really cool company called No Story Lost. Mm-hmm. They can come up with a book, an expert team. They listen to you. You tell your story. They put it all in a book. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Seems very personalized.
It's really cool. And if you want to use our promo code LTAD, you'll get an extra 2 copies of that book, baby.
Ooh,
2 copies.
Mama.
Also, the Grief Works app, an awesome application you can get on your phone. Doesn't matter if you have an Apple. Doesn't matter if you have a Droid.
Can you get it on your computer?
Sure can.
All right.
You sure can. And what you want to do, this app does is you can, at any time, Doc, you can go on it and you can go through the grief journey yourself with actual professionals.
On the stroom? On the head?
You'll go through them, Bubba.
Woo-woo.
And the other thing is some of us don't have the time to go sit in a room with you, Doc. Some of us don't have the money, too. This is an opportunity to talk to professionals like yourself on this awesome app that helps you kind of go through the grieving process. And how you get this app 15% off if you want to go that route, baby. You go to alumapps.com/LTAD, and that's a great resource.
Clarification, 15% off?
15. I lost the speech.
1-5.
1-5%. And use that /LTAD. You'll get that 15% off.
Woo-hoo.
As always, send us your questions, your thoughts, your everything. Send us, you know what? Send us a good vinyl you've listened to in the last 10 years.
Send us a good vibe. I've been needing
Send
a good vibe.
Send us a good vibe, baby. And you can go to letstalkaboutdeathpod@gmail.com and send us all this. And as always, send the likes, send the stars. Give us everything and anything that you got. We need your energy. We need your vibe.
Baby.
And if you are not talking about death,
then you aren't living. Thank you so much.
Send us your vibes, baby.